Winston Peters is back, raising the possibility he will lead New Zealand First into its bid to re-enter Parliament in the 2023 general election. He spoke at the party's AGM yesterday, accusing the political establishment of underperforming and behaving autocratically. Mr. Peters did not respond to Morning Report's request for an interview. The former New Zealand First MP, Shane Jones, is with us now, though. Kia ora, Mr. Jones.
Greetings. Morning, New Zealand.
Now, is Winston Peters making a comeback as the leader of New Zealand First for the 2023 election?
Obviously, he is. And the fact that you're having to ask that question, where every other news link is running with the fact that the man is back, continues to astound me.
Well, he's back now, but 2023 is into the future, and I don't think he confirmed yesterday in his speech that he was going to be definitely back as the leader of the parliament at the party in the parliamentary run.
Well, obviously you heard a different message, but look, I don't want to quibble over what is further evidence of this jaundiced approach which Radio New Zealand has had against Winston. He is back.
What's the jaundiced approach?
Oh, no, I've felt for a long time that Radio New Zealand dons the jacket of jaundice whenever it gets to the types of values and the strengths that New Zealand First has historically shown.
Oh, I can assure you I am not wearing a jacket, Mr. Jones.
See, there you go. More censorship of everyday language. This is why I've become so exasperated at the direction that Radio New Zealand journalism has taken.
What's the censorship?
Well, the fact is that my leader yesterday, Winston Peters, talked about cancel culture. Sure, many of our members, much of our approach to politics, it may not suit the super sensitive, but we are a heartland, earthy party, and there is a place in the political market for my leader.
Absolutely. You're hardly being censored when you're on RNZ National, though, to be fair. Are you going to be standing for Parliament too?
Yes, if the members want someone like myself, and Providence smiles upon us, we're going to show there's a place in the political market for Radio New Zealand. We're not going to tolerate...
For Radio New Zealand? We're not in the political market.
For Aotearoa. How's that?
Okay. So where do you think it all went wrong?
Well, look, in the past, we've learnt a lot of lessons. We had a very in-depth discussion. We've got a brilliant new board, predominantly women, a lot of young people, and like I said, the All Black coach, who I was a great sort of figurative friend of, Mr. Hanson, he said, look, learn the lesson, flush it down the dunny and move on.
Mm. You don't think that you or Mr. Peters or any of the senior members of New Zealand First bear any responsibility, that there should be any further inquiry into why there was the failure at the election?
Well, look, as I said, the members had a very robust discussion. Myself and Right Honourable Winston Peters were a part of that discussion. And at the end of the day, the party lives, breathes, it survives on the strength and the quality of the member contributions, both intellectual, hard work. And there's no profit in trotting out sort of tired views from people that commentate on politics but never get in the ring themselves. The future is where our greatness will be found. The future at the moment is being blighted by uncertainty, economic problems, but most importantly, and it really irks me, this issue, the preponderance of using my language, and I'm arguably one of the best speakers of the Māori language in the country, to hide perfidy and insidious policies such as the Climate Change Commission. Like their name, Pono Te Rangi, which means a celestial pillar. Well, come back into the real world. I've got absolutely no time for that organisation. Sadly, I played a role in creating it.
What is the raru raru? What is the problem with Te Reo Māori use?
Well, the utilisation of our language and using it as filigree, such as the case in the climate change report, in actual fact, it diverts the attention away from the real problems afflicting Māori, whether they're in urban, rural. Go to any motel. That's the new housing solution. It's not papakāinga, it's shoving Māoris in motels. Go to the Climate Change Commission. this mad idea we're all going to ride bikes. You can't get a bridge in Ashburton or a decent road north of Auckland, but 10,000 bike riders in Birkenhead have more power over the current government. That bridge will never go ahead because we'll never allow it.
So you don't believe that Māori could be harder hit by climate change than anyone else?
See, there you go again. The position of Māoridom in the economy is no different than the working class white poor. The land where Māori have land, I'm the one who planted 27,000 hectares of trees predominantly on Māori land. We need to focus on adaptation. No more of these ideological termites at the Climate Change Commission. They want to terminate Māori industry. They want to terminate jobs and export jobs overseas and import carbon, which is why we've got all this Indonesian coal littering the ports of Auckland. At the same time, we're not allowed to mine in New Zealand. It's a joke.
What do you think is going to be the New Zealand First issue that voters really get voters going, that they coalesce around?
Well, obviously, the speech that our leader gave yesterday has got a great deal of content. And there are different generational views about topics. But the days are gone, in my view, where we all fall breathlessly at the feet of this sort of shrill language that our country's going to hell in a handbasket because of a view about climate change, which is, in my view, miles away how daily people live their lives. And we need to bring back not only common sense, but show to Kiwis, okay, the word was stigmatized handbrake, but in actual fact, we're going to see a lot of policies. And Labor won the election fairly and squarely. They've got ultimate power, but where we'll find it is that as they try to pepper more of the cultural filigree in the new Resource Management Act, and we have all these cultural fruit flies trying to pollute the statutory processes, you watch this space. We'll be back to fix that up.
Now, Winston Peters was, I don't think he responded to Morning Report's request to come on the programme this morning. He did go on News Talk ZB, though, this morning, and was asked about the National Party. Do you agree with Winston Peters that the National Party is in disarray and filled with, quote, sex maniacs?
I agree with everything that my leader says.
Now, Mihi, thank you very much for your time. That is Shane Jones there at